The girls from here, I'm not really going to. I'm not going to. It's great. It's a holy thought.
Okay, anybody wear tefillin on a chol mitzvah?
What?
Anybody wear tefillin on a chol mitzvah?
Yes, I do.
I'm in trouble. Okay, that's good. We have one person. So you have a shear then. You just have everybody doesn't wear tefillin, then you're in trouble. Okay. I'll tell you a funny story that happened to me when I was in YU. So they have this thing called Torah tours. Right? It's like a kind of like kiru. You go into a community for Simchas Torah, and you're supposed to bring ruach, and we actually gave shurim and stuff. So I was zeicha to go to Memphis, Tennessee. That was like the big place to go because you got to go on a plane. And it was a college, not like I'd never been on a plane, but that was like it. So we went there. And so being there, it was actually, I think, the same year, like it is now. Friday was a Hoshana Rabbah, and it was Sunday, and we were going home, because why it was so cheap, so they got the flight, like a red eye, 12 o'clock, you had to leave and go home. So I didn't bring my tefillin, because I don't wear tefillin home, right? So I go in on Hoshana Rabbah morning, and the whole shul is there. It was Baruch Hashem, a very nice shul. And everybody's wearing tefillin. The entire kehillah is wearing tefillin. To the point that most of the people in the shul never heard that there's a mitzvah not to wear tefillin. To the point that the gabbai came up to me and he says to me, and they knew, they introduced who I was, whatever, I'm here to do kiruv. He comes up to me and goes, would you like to borrow a pair of phylacteries? So I went up to the rabbi and I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't know. And we'll see what the mitzvah is in that situation. But what we want to discuss tonight is I'm happy I thought of this idea about tefillin chol moed. Many of us just do it out of what our minhagim are. We'll see the strong minhagim, but we'll also see. Before I go into the Maamar Chomos, I want to go into the background about where this whole stems from. And it stems from in a very interesting chilukim in the Gemara. There's a pasuk that says in Parshas Bo, one of the first pasukim that speak about tefillin. So it talks about the mitzvah of tefillin, and it says v'shmart esachuka hazos yamim yamima. So the shaila is, what is that pasuk referring to? So clearly, this is a pasuk in Parshas Bo, they're talking about Korban Pesach, it talks about, but then right before it talks about tefillin, so Mamela is talking about tefillin. This is the sheet of Rav Yossi HaGlili. Rav Yossi HaGlili says that tefillin is, what does yomim yomima mean? There are certain times when you can't wear tefillin, for example, the night, and for example, the Shabbos, and the Shamar, so you have to be very careful not to wear tefillin at times you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So he learns the pasuk. It's very important for our discussion. He learns the pasuk midoraisa. You can't wear tefillin at night. Midoraisa. You can't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rabbi Akiva holds this pasuk of b'shamartum esachuka hazoyis yomim yomima has nothing to do with tefillin. It has to do with Korban Pesach. For Korban Pesach is what they were talking about before. Korban Pesach led into talking about tefillin, but it has nothing to do with tefillin. And therefore, the chok is talking about the fact that Korban Pesach is done yomim yomima, done one time a year. So, if I ask you the question, can you wear tefillin at night? So according to Rabbi Akiva, it would appear that it's mutter to wear tefillin at night, but this is going to lead to chol moed, don't worry. And it would be mutter to wear tefillin at night. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's an issur midrabbanan. Why? Guf naki. Guf she'eino naki, the Rabbi Akiva writes, the Gemara says, that we're afraid that a person is going to fall asleep when they are wearing tefillin at night. Some of us wear tefillin and fall asleep anyway during davening. And they're going to have improper thoughts, and improper thoughts lead to guf einu naki. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, no. It's an isser minatara, as we said. And therefore, you can't wear it. What's the nafkamina? There's a very simple nafkamina. Rabbeinu Peretz asked the following nafkamina. What if it's a situation where you know for sure you're not going to fall asleep? For example, a very typical situation. Where now, from what I hear, the Netzach Am is becoming a lot later, right? It's about 7 o'clock now. He said 6:45 a few weeks ago, so we may well. So we'll take it out. So we'll find out exactly. And so what happens if you go to the 6 o'clock minyan? So can you put tefillin on before? It's pitch black outside. So that's Misha Yachir, so that might be okay. But I'll give you the two following Halacha L'maisa questions. Rav Moshe Feinstein. This I also don't remember. 6:50. I was close, 7 o'clock. Maybe by 2 days will be. So, Rav Moshe Feinstein has the following question. I'm not aware of this. Some of the people who are a little older than me. In 1974, there was a energy crisis, oil embargo. So to save money, not to have people turn on the TV. So the Netzach Chama was very late, right? It was like 8.
They didn't go to
like 2. Right. So it's like 8:30 in the morning. So 8:30 in the morning, Baruch Hashem, for me would be fine, but for most people, 8:30 would be great for me because I could finally down beneath. But for most people, what are you going to do? You wake up 6 o'clock in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not Mishiyaki, it's pitch black outside. It's like, what would you be able to do? So according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds the Isser is sleeping, we're afraid you're going to go to sleep, there's no way you're going to go to sleep, you just woke up. So Moshe Feinstein said, of course it would be Mutter, and we hold like Rabbi Akiva. But if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, I believe it's an Isser Min HaTorah would be Isser. The other ones are fascinating. I'm very happy that I was able to be zeicha to find this because last week we commemor Ephraim Ushri, who wrote the Shalos Teshuvos and Yomah Makim, was nifter. Rav Ushri was a fascinating individual, and what he did was Rav Ushri went through the Holocaust, and Shalos Teshuvos and Yomah Makim documented in really just an unbelievable way the shilas that came out of the Holocaust. And obviously, to us, it's very difficult to understand that people have shilas. One of the shilas they asked, this is the following thing that was asked, was they had one pair of tefillin, Rahman al-Islam, and the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, would make them wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning to start their labor. So they wanted to be Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin. So they all had to wait online to put this one pair on. Could they wake up? Can they put tefillin on at 3 o'clock in the morning? Just the fact that they would ask a question like that. So Rav Ushri, I understand that she's certainly a Shas HaTchak, but he allowed it as well. He said, according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, you're up already, so it would be mutter. And he adds parenthetically, he says, I only wish I could be Mekayim the mitzvah, like you are being a Mekayim of tefillin, because it would be automatic Olam Haba for anybody who puts tefillin on in this situation. And he lives here in the United States, he lives in New York. And fascinating that people would ask shilas, and he had the ability to answer these shilas during these difficult times. The Gemara continues, and asks the following question. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Can you put tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So we learned before, we know Rabbi Yossi Aglili, no way. What about according to Rabbi Akiva? Can you do it according to Rabbi Akiva? So, the first question is, if you can wear it, if there's no issur wearing it at night or any time, so then women should be able to wear it. So the Gemara rejects that. Offhand, no way. Because Rabbi Akiva learns, k'shartim l'os al yodecha, that just like there's an oath, we have this term oath when it comes to tefillin, so too we have an oath when it comes to Shabbos, and we learn Shabbos to Yom Tov because of the Isser Malacha, so therefore you're not allowed to have two oaths, two osios, and therefore you cannot wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Same story my father told me in YU. There was a gentleman who came from, we have a lot of South stories, who came from Texas. He was a Baal Tshuva, but he learned how to be frum. They didn't have the Veva Rebbe then. He learned how to be frum through reading text. Learned the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and so forth. He comes in the first week to YU, comes into the basement of the Shabbos morning, and starts putting tefillin on. And they went up to him, they told him, he said, where does it say you can't put tefillin on Shabbos Yom Tov and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch? That doesn't say. Those are some things that are obvious. So, it's not so obvious. Rabbi Akiva says, because there's a Kshartim Losa Yadech, there's a real drasha to say you can't wear two osios. Okay. So we know that you can't wear. Now finally we get to our question. What about Chol HaMoed? Can you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Machlekes. Of course it's a machlekes. What's the question? The question is there an Isser Malacha? Is there an Isser Malacha on Yom Tov? What is that Isser Malacha based on? So is the Isser Malacha based on an Isser Midoraisa? Is there Isser Malacha like on any other day? So clearly we know that might be problematic. Why? Because we know that there are certain things that you're allowed to do. Even not B'Shach HaTchak, right? Even we say, well, it can only really work because Hefzei Meruba, so on and so forth. But there are certain cases where you're allowed to do malachas. Or you're going to say, it's mamish in Issa Midaraisa, because of the, because it's an Issa Malacha, we just going to give you a few heterim. So if you say it's an Issa Midaraisa, there's no shayla, of course you can't wear tefillin. The other thing is a fascinating Tosfos, which we'll see inside in the Beis Yosef. Tosfos says that, no, Chol HaMoed has his own oath. What's the oath of Chol HaMoed? Pesach, you have an Isser Chometz. You're not allowed to eat Chometz. That because you're Oisik Be'am Mitzvah, you have to concentrate on doing the Mitzvah, you don't wear tefillin. And that's really what's behind the, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because you're concentrating on what you have to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't wear tefillin. So, if you say that, so what do you have by, and then you also have, by the way, the mitzvah of matzah, right? So this isn't originally, Rabbi Salofsky pointed this out, there's a famous gra that says that matzah, you always, every second you eat matzah, you're mekayim an extra mitzvah, and you should have more matzah during Chol HaMoed. So that's not, that's originally, that is the gra said it, but it's not a gra, it's a Tosfos as well. The Tosfos originates this idea. And also on Sukkot, you have the chiyuv of sitting in the sukkah. So if you, that is an os, and you're oisik for that, so you don't have to do anything else. Of course, the question becomes, you don't have to, but are you allowed to? So that's what we're going to discuss. So let's see our first source, the Torah. The Torah says as follows. The Torah says, Shabbos v'yom tov, lav zman tefillin, hu'ehein. As we know, Shabbos and yom tov, no tefillin. V'chol shel moed, yesh, misapkin, bo. Im hu zman tefillin, u'menichin oiso below bracha. If people say, you're allowed, it's a man tefillin, obviously, menichin oiso below bracha, a very important, interesting point. The Adoni Ovi HaRosh Zal, Hayomaniach Umivorech, my father would wear tefillin, and he would make a bracha even. Fine. Forgot to ask, did you wear tefillin the whole night? Bracha? No bracha. So we have maybe, we have at least one and a half. You weren't sure if you put tefillin.
No, I put tefillin no bracha.
Right. What?
Think
the bracha. Ooh, we'll see why you think the bracha. I'll tell you in a second. Okay, beautiful Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef gives us a lot of the shittos of what's going on here. V'chol shomoyd. Beis Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch, obviously, and he says, Tosfos, the Sot Perakam, we saw the Tosfos, what does Tosfos say? Kasvu. Yosef Shabbosos, the Yom Tovim, Shehein, Asman, Karim, Ois, Lav Mishim, Disuri, Yisiyas Malacha, the Afiluch, right? It's not just this Isra of Chsiyas Malacha, the Afiluch, oh, my, the Shari, the Afiyas Malacha, Iko, Ois, Pesach, Dosu Bechilas Chametz, the Sukkis, right? The Chai Besukkah. So he says the Tosos, this is what the Tosos says. The Tosos says, because of the oath, right? So there would be an Isser, if there's an oath, it probably an Isser with the rice, according to Tosos, that you wouldn't be able to wear it still on. Mayu, but then it says in Mori Katan. What about Mori Katan? It says in the forest, Chol Shel Moed Chayiv Tefillin. He rejects this because of the similarity it makes with Shabbos that there might be an Indian of wearing on a Shabbos. So he rejects that. Then he quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi apparently is very clear. I haven't seen the Yerushalmi inside. Yerushalmi is very clear. You should wear Tefillin on Chol Moed. Then you have the Rush. So the Rush, we a little bit know what the Rush is going to say, but look what the Rush says. The Rush says Kazav. Kol Zeh because of Hilkach Misdavra Lefarish. Gemara, right, so what is the Rush hold? So he says, to Lok Pigod Yerushalmi, so he says like this. He says that first he quotes the Sefer Itim, who Sefer Itim says, V'shem Agon She'asol Aniach Tzilm B'chol HaMoed, V'arash Docha Dvar Ofna, doesn't make sense, V'achar Ken Kasa V'yesh Manichim Tzilm Below Bracha, V'ham Gorach Lo Yasid. So there's really three distinct shitas here, we have to understand. It's not really two shitas. There is wearing with a bracha, there's wearing without a bracha, and there's not wearing at all. So far we have Tosfos who says no, Sefer Itim says no, Gemara Moed Katan, you probably can't count, and the Yerushalmi in the Rush that says you do, and it seems the Rush says probably without a bracha, although obviously his son quoted him as saying that he do make a bracha. Weiter. So then we say, so right then he says obviously, okay, then the Mordechai, so what does the Mordechai say? The Mordechai says, Kasa B'Shem Ri, Denira, Raya Gemura, Minu Yerushalmi, Zechol Moed Chayiv Tefillin. By the way, when we have a machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, we always go like Bavli. Except here, there's really no Bavli. The precedent of Bavli is very weak, so we're not really sure what to hold. So when you have no precedent, so then you can hold like the Yerushalmi. And if the Yerushalmi Meforish says no Tefillin, so the Mordechai says Meforish, you should wear Tefillin. The Kasav, right, and he quotes the Smak. Sefer Mitzvah, Kata. V'chein v'sefer Truma is perished to Yesh La'aniach below Bracha. You should wear it below Bracha. V'mayim Aran, Hayim Avarech Aleyam. So this is all the same, this is all the Mordechai quoting different shitas. Then the Rashba, another one. So then he quotes the Rashba, Kasa, v'tshuvas. The tshuvas of Rashba says, She'ein manichim tefillin v'chol amoyim. V'chein da'as ha'toisvois. Then the toisvois that we saw probably says this as well. And the Raivit possibly says this as well. So, what we basically have is the machlokes as follows. It's almost equal right now. You have Tosfos says no, Sefer Itim no, Rashba no, Raivad no, and then we see the Yerushalmi, the Rush, the Mordechai quotes all those different shitos. Maybe you can include that Shaver Chuba. So What does he say? So what does he finally hold the Beis Yosef? The Akshav, Nahagu Kol B'nei Svard. And now all of B'nei Svard, and this is specifically talking about those that were in Spain, Shlono Nicha B'chol Amoy, V'shamati, V'mokob Hayu Menichim Oysel. They say that in Spain, where he originally came from, the Shulchan Aruch was born in 1488. And as you can imagine, he very quickly had to leave Spain, that they used to wear it because they followed the minhag of the Rush. V'yarchtem Asir K'sav, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Oh, the Halakha Zohar. So the Zohar comes out, and the Zohar apparently asked La'anichem b'chol moy. So the machloik is about what exactly the Zohar said on this. And it says over there, there's an midrash to Elim Dishir Shirim. It's difficult to say. A lot of people quote this, and they quote it differently. It seems that in the Zohar itself, it's quoted as saying that that you're chayav misa if you put tefillin on chol moy, according to the Zohar. Okay. There is those that don't understand the Zohar, don't learn the Zohar, so there's Purushim that are trying to explain what's going on here. So one of them is fascinating. It says, you only chayav misa if on that same day you happen to have killed someone, and then you put tefillin on, don't think that tefillin is going to be mechah for you. You're still chayav misa. To say that the Zohar really meant that, come on. But, so the Zohar. So what's interesting that we can say is that the Beis Yosef is not all of a sudden going with the Zohar because he's a Sephardi. Right? What he has a problem here is he quotes all these sources, and he says, the machloikas here, how do we resolve their source? This is the same thing as we said before with the Yishami. When it comes to a machloikas between the Zohar and Halacha, generally, Hasidim may be a little bit different, we follow Halacha. There's some very famous machloikas where sometimes the Hasidim know, they go like the Zohar. So here, that maybe because there's really no, again, even in Halacha, it's difficult to say, so the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Zohar. The Shulchan Aruch, I think, if I can say this, goes a step too far. Because look what he says in the Rambam, and maybe you can help me, because I can't read the Rambam correctly, maybe. He's talking about on Chol Hamoed. So you're not allowed to write, as we know, on Chol Hamoed. So look at what I underline. Avo Kosev Adam Tfilin Mezuzah La'asmo. Right? The type of Techel is Levado, and he dies it. So that's okay. Vim Ein Lo Ma Yechel Koisev Umorchel La'acherim Kedei Parnas Aso. So if a person has no food, so he's allowed to sell tefillin. Or he's allowed to sell these items. So look what the Kesef Mishnah says. Kesef Mishnah is a Shulchan Aruch. It's underlined. Nira Shetaimu Mipnei shehu sover. This is the Rambam. This is the Rambam hall. She ain manichem tefillin b'chol amoy. The chol yontefi. The imkain ain lahatir. The kasivas tefillin yoser, so that you wouldn't be able to allow kasivas tefillin. Why? Because the malacha says you wouldn't be mutter. So the question is, where did you see that in the Rambam? I don't know. He says that because it says you're allowed to sell your tefillin, he's saying like this. Because you're allowed to sell your tefillin in order to, or you're allowed to sell tefillin in order to get food, he doesn't say you're allowed to wear tefillin or you're allowed to write tefillin. But what about the line before? About Kosev Adam Tefillin and Mezuzah La'asma. Alright. What's interesting is that the Shilta Yivurim on the Rif says the Rambam holds that you should wear tefillin on the Chol Hamoed. How does the Kesef Mishnah hold that this Rambam says that you're not allowed to wear tefillin on a Chol Hamoed?
Because you're only allowed to do things with Tzara Shanta.
Yeah.
So if he's working on tefillin,
yeah,
it must be. Oh, then now.
But it says Levado, he's allowed to Levado. I read the next line as.
Right, it doesn't mean he's allowed to wear it.
Right, no, you're right. It doesn't mean he's allowed to wear it, but it doesn't mean he's not allowed to wear it. That's not a right that he's not allowed to wear it. If you look up some of the Svara, the Noisy Kalim on the Rambam itself there, don't jump on the Kesef Mishnah, so maybe I'm missing something. So,
if you're writing your own tefillin, you're not wearing it.
The reason why you're posting the tefillin is to wear the tefillin.
Right.
So the whole thing is that if you're not allowed to write, then there's no reason why they're making a hecker from writing to
But why does it say, Aval Kosev Adam Tefillin and Mezuzah La'atma?
Because it's a good week to do it.
Hey, because you're not wearing tefillin.
But generally, you're not allowed to be kosev. But why can't someone read it abal kosev? But that you're allowed to put a mezuzah. If you don't have a mezuzah in your house, can you write a mezuzah? Of course, tzarich yontif. Of course, you're allowed to. Right, the famous divrei Torah question.
You
write,
they have to write that you're allowed to do this because you would think that you're not allowed to do it. So,
right.
So
maybe. I mean, that's what, obviously, the Kesem Mishnah is getting at that. I just don't think it's so glopped in the Rambam says that. Clearly, the Rambam doesn't say, clearly, I'm allowed to and allowed to be allowed to. Okay. So, it's just the Rambam. It's okay. We're not going to hold like the Rambam anyway, so it doesn't affect us. What is the Shulchan Aruch called? Shulchan Aruch holds Si'if Lamed Al. So I was looking for a long time at Hilchas Kol HaMoed. It discusses Hilchas Kol HaMoed. Shabbos and Yom Tov Azul Laniach Tefillin. It's Usher Laniach Tefillin. Mipnei Sheheim Atzmum Ois. Fine. Ve'ein Menechem Bahem Ois Acher. Zilzul Ois V'lehen. B'chol HaMoed. Gam Kein Usher Laniach Mi'atam Azeh Be'atzmo. Right? Sheyimei Chol HaMoed Gam Heim Ois. Whatever the reason is, either the Toisos reason or that it's an oath because there's some sort of Isra Malacha Tatum Mizah Raisa, Shulchan Aruch, Lach, it's Aser. We're not surprised. We saw the Beis Yosef. We saw the Kesem Mishnah. Not surprised. Wait for the Haggah. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah holds, Shechol Hamoyed Chai B'Tfilin. There are those that hold the Chai B'Tfilin. The Chay Na'agim, this is the Minog. B'chol, the Lilos Elo, Shehanichol B'moyed Ulevarech Aleyem. Not only do you wear tefillin, you must make a bracha. Ella she'ein mevarchem leim b'kol ram b'beis kriyas. K'mo shar yomos hashana. There used to be a minhag, as we did yesterday in many shuls, that they say all the brachas out loud. Right? We don't do that. We're lucky if we get there for the first brachas. But it used to be that that's what they would start with. They would start with he would put tefillin on. He would make the bracha on the talis. He would make the bracha on the tefillin, as the chazan was doing that. We don't do that anymore. But what he's trying to say is that, as we'll see later on, There might be people who don't, right? Maybe there will be svardim in the shul. Don't make it like a big, say the bracha, but say it quietly. So we'll see what that is. So we must understand now. Really?
Where?
Broyers. Speaking about broyers, they wear it to fall off all night? Yeah, I think so too. So fine. So we have a little bit of a problem if you are a few people in the room, and that is what happens? Same with the bracha. So we still have a problem calling everybody in the room. What happens to the bracha? Shkoyach Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah on the next side. Mishnah Berurah says as follows. I underline a few parts. We're not going to do it. It just discusses what we were discussing before. First of all, Yontif. About the problem on Yontif. Just so you know, there's an Isser on Yontif of Tiltul. Not allowed to carry something, Kli Malachta L'Isser, there's two things, Kli Malachta L'Isser, Kli Malachta L'Heter. So if I have a chair that's outside and it's about to rain, and I'm afraid that it's going to get damaged, so that's a Kli Malachta L'Heter, you're allowed to use it, therefore, you're allowed to move it inside. However, if you left a hammer outside, even though the hammer could be used, L'Sarach Gufu, L'Sarach Makomo, it could be used for mutter purposes, but because its normal purpose is not a mutter purpose, you can't take it to save it from the rain. So the question is, where does tefillin fit in? If it's a kli malachta l'iser, so then we have a problem wearing it on Shabbos and Yontif. Possibly if you extend muksa to Chol HaMoed, which some people actually do, you would also have a problem. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah discusses. But here's what we're going to do. Bet, also on the line. Gam heim ois. B'Pesach achilas masav u'v'sukah yeshivas ha'sukah. That's an ois. That's the Tosos as we saw. V'yesh omrin sfir luhu kevan shematirim b'yastiyas malachim in ha'torah leka ois. That's also Asri's second sheet in Tosos. That it's not, it wouldn't be considered an ois. So therefore he doesn't really give us any suggestions here. And then he says like this. Hanichim b'moyit. So, you have to take it off before Hallel, as you know. Everybody does that. V'yachsuf nagu eza anashim. Right, to take it off, fine. After Kedusha. We all do that. I think that everybody does that by Kedusha. And then, v'chein lo yelech b'hem rishos harabim lebeis kinesis. This is also important. We'll see later on something called al tifrish minat tzibor. Lo tisko to do. V'achronim hiskim ledach ha'taz. What does the Taz say? The Taz says as follows. The Yosef tov la'anicham b'li bracha. The Taz says, Magen Avram seems to say this as well. You should not make a bracha. Ki habrachas einun ma'keves sofek brachas lahakel. Why is this not a typical case of sofek brachas lahakel? I don't know what to do. I clearly have a big machlokes here. So possibly you can say it suffers brachas lahakel. It's not like if I don't, I need to make a bracha. You never need to make a bracha. This is the idea by Mrs. Asesha as Mangurama. Why are women allowed to make brachas? A woman says, I want to do lulav, right? Second day of this year. Second day of Sukkot, I want to do the mitzvah of lulav. So we're going to say to her, you can do the mitzvah of lulav, but you're not allowed to make a bracha. That's not a crazy thing to say, because that's what the Sfaradim hold. Sfaradim says a woman should try not to do any mitzvah of Asesha as Mangurama, because then they're going to be, they might have to say the bracha, but the bracha is definitely not machayev. The thing, if for some reason you forgot the bracha, you still yod to the mitzvah. So he says, so you don't have to wear, so don't wear, so wear tefillin, but you don't have to make the bracha. What about the gra? Mefarid ha-grozal chosov she'ein ladas hayesh omim ikr b'shach. It's a very strong lashon. That those that say that it's mutter, there's no ikr b'shach. What is they, where are they getting at this? The alkol panim le'inyon brachas v'vada yesh l'hachmir. According to the Mishnah Berurah, don't say the bracha. Gam koydim hanach yishu v'dato. Oh, but what should he think? He should wear tefillin. Im ani mechayev, ani manichim l'shein mitzvah. If I'm wearing the tefillin and I'm mechayev, I'm wearing it for a mitzvah. The im lav ain ani manachim l'shein mitzvah. If not, I'm not wearing it for a mitzvah. This is important. We'll see in 1 second. Uze yotze l'kulei alma. Right, and it's not called bal tosef. What does that mean? Right. So this is we do this in halacha. Where do we do this? Anybody know where we do something like this? If where do we do that? So we do it by Sfiras Omer. So if you want to count Sfira early, you count it the early minyan. So they say you can count Sfira, make a tonight. And you say, I might forget. So if I forget, this is mine. If not, I'm going to count later, but you don't make a bracha certainly later on. The Isser of Baal Tosef, of adding on a mitzvah, only applies when you're doing it L'Shem Mitzvah. Therefore, if it, tonight you want to show somebody how to wear tefillin, you're allowed to. If I was giving a shiur and mitzvah says tefillin, I'm allowed to take tefillin on and show you how to wear tefillin. I have absolutely no kavanah to have tefillin. And that's what the halacha is. The question is, are you allowed to have negative kavanah? This was something that Rav Soloveitchik was very, very much against. He was very much against this idea of negative kavanah. He says, you have no control over your kavanah. Meaning, the famous case is also we do by Kriya Shema. The rabbi makes an announcement. He says, everybody say Kriya Shema. Now we're not sure if we're going to make it. What do? You make it tonight and you say to yourself, if I'm going to say Kriya Shema now, if I'm not Yotze later, really you should say Kriya Shema Ubir Chaseh with the brachos. Okay, you can do that. The Rav says you're not Yotze. You can't do that. There's no such thing as tonight. You say Kriya Shema now, you Yotze Kriya Shema. If later on that was the right time to say it, too bad. The Rav didn't like this. So it doesn't really matter so much because the Rav held like the Shitas of the Gra anyway. So now we have a little bit more of a Machloikas Bnei Ashkenaz. And that is that the Gra says you are not allowed to make a bracha. You're not allowed to wear tefillin. The Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, have a bit of a machlokes. The Ramah says no, a bracha is said. Mishnah Berurah says no bracha is said. You got to have this thing in your mind. And it's not baltos. Even if I, by the way, even if I see you, it's not Mara sign. If I see you wearing tefillin l'chol moed and I say, hey, you're wearing it for the mitzvahs during davening, that's not considered baltos either. So this is an interesting machlokes. So the Chassidim, as we know, the Chassidim hold from the Shitas HaZohar. They don't go like the Gra. They hold like the Shitas HaZohar. And they say what? They say, the Zohar was so strong with his Chayiv Misa, according to the Zohar, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. We don't wear tefillin. What's very interesting, as we know, this is one of the few times where there's one established minhag Eretz Yisrael. And that established minhag Eretz Yisrael is what? No tefillin. No tefutza. There's no place where they wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because there are three ways that halacha was established in Eretz Yisrael. And this is why there's such a chilent there. One was the people who settled the land, the first people, were the Sfaradim. So we know the Sfaradim all hold no tefillin. Then there was the Gra, right? People who followed the Gra, they came to Eretz Yisrael. They don't hold from tefillin. And then finally the Hasidim came. And the Hasidim also, the Bnei Ramah and people, so they didn't come till later. So therefore, there's a very established minhag here. We'll see later on how established it is that there are people who do it b'sinah. What I want to discuss with the remaining time is some practical applications here of this inyan of lo tiskodeh do. Right? We have a problem because in our shul and in shuls across the world, so you have a chilent of what's going on. Some people do. Some people hold like the Gra. Some people hold like the Zeh. Some people hold like the, you know. And so the question is, what do you do? Do you have Sefer Minyanim? Okay. So that's what I want to discuss. So first of all, Yechav Adas says something very interesting. Rav Yosef, Rav Adi Yosef says in number 7 the following. He just has a whole tshuva on this lo tiskodeh do. of being tippers from that people. And he asked, the shadow was a Sephardi who davens in a Ashkenazi shul, what should he do, so on and so forth. I just thought it was an interesting thing, that the first thing I wrote, that we know that the afil adat haramim the asmag nirusha mikavin she adaver meforsam bechol tefutas yisrael she asfarim nohogim kedas maran hashulchan aruch ubnei ashkenaz yotzim biyad rama, the famous pasuk yotzim biyad rama, that they follow the rama, and by the way, in this case, we don't. And therefore, so everybody knows that there are differences. Elu ve'elu divrei elchaim l'tichach ein baze iser v'shem lo tzkodes. So this was actually discussing. This was discussing a different case. It happens to be a little snippet there where he discusses it. It's interesting because a lot of the tshuvas that were written in Eretz Yisrael, so they don't discuss this question. It's not a question, right? The Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, you don't see a lot written about this. Even Rav Avi Yosef, who writes so much about different things. Why? Because they don't hear the question, because there's no problem, because nobody wears tefillin. So he was talking about something else, but then he happens to quote the following thing. He says, the reason why I brought it is it's an interesting idea that we should understand as well. Number one, don't think, certainly not Rav Avi Yosef Chas Shalom, but the Sfaradim, oh, they're always against. No, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. That when you walk into a shul of a Sfaradi, they understand that the Ashkenazim has different minhagim. They don't look at your minhagim and say, we're right, you're wrong. At least they shouldn't say that out loud. And he says the following, the Kiyoti v'zekhasav ha-goyin of Mordechai Banat, he writes in the Shelos Teshuvas, Parshas Mordechai, I think he lived in the 1400s, but didn't fill in Shebechol HaMoed. She'af, Shebir Echad, Yesh Svarim, Yashkenazim, Yashkenazim, Noegim, Shelo Lahaniyach, Tefillin Bechol HaMoed, Yashkenazim, Manichan, Tefillin Bechol HaMoed, Mikol Makam, Ein Bezze Isser, Mishim Lo Tiskodudu, Sheyesh Lamar, Shein Isser Lo Tiskodudu, Noheg, Ela Betchilat HaMachloikas. So he said something beautiful, that Lo Tiskodudu is only when there's no Machloikas, but when there's a Machloikas, we showed it, that goes back to the Gemara. So that can't be lo tiskodedu, because there's a machlokas here. Some people say yes, some people say no. Lo tiskodedu is if there's no original machlokas. If I may give an example of lo tiskodedu, if I don't get in trouble. The following example. Yom Ha'atzmaut. We're not having Yom Ha'atzmaut here. But there would be a problem. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's always help from this problem, that what happens on Yom Ha'atzmaut if I go into a shul that says Hallel, and they don't say Tachanun. Right. I was zeicha to go to a yeshiva where, when I was a senior in high school, so the hanhala changed. The principal changed and he brought in a whole new, it used to be YU, and then he brought in from a different yeshivas. And Rav Vic Shiloh was going to have on Yom Ha'atzmaut. And those days I was very dynastic. And the minute we actually said, Hallel HaBracha, fine. So there was one of the rebbes in the yeshiva, actually, who was not from those that say Hallel and thought you should definitely say Tachanun. So everybody was going to say Hallel, and he said, listen, you take over, because I don't say Hallel. Fine, very nice. So I get up to say Hallel, he steps down, and he goes, like that, so people know. So according to Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, that's an Issa Daraisa of Lo Tiskodedu. Certainly, if you do an action, if you do the Tachanun, if you fall on your face Tachanun, that's a very serious problem. Right? So to the opposite, let's not give it all to Zionists. You walk into a shul in Borough Park, besides the fact you get killed, and you start saying the brach of Hallel, so that you can't. Right, they don't be like, oh, the rabbi's your side, okay. No, but you can't do that. That's low to scold. That's why? Because that's not a machlokas that started from the Rishonim. So that would be a problem. If the whole. Also, because they don't know. Some people don't even know what you're doing. Obviously, that's a political issue. I don't want to get involved. But, even though I did. Let's look at the beautiful Chuvas Vanat. Chuvas Vanat, we're very lucky because Rav Sternbach lived in Johannesburg. So he had these shilas brought to him. So he has a number of shilas. One shila he asks is, what does a Baal Tshuva do? So it's not really so fair, if I might say, because he's a little skewed in that he learned by the Brisker Rav, and he always follows the shitas of the Gra. So obviously, what does he say? And by the way, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. You know, he lives in Eretz Yisrael, and I spent a lot of his time in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, of course, a Baal Tshuva should not wear tefillin, because he's also Sheva Al Tase, he shouldn't do anything, and therefore he's not wearing tefillin. He even writes that, I wouldn't say this as a joke, but he says, no, his father didn't wear tefillin either. So he's not, no, the point is that he's not, it's not like he's going anti the minhag of his family. We should remind us, you're discussing Yom Ha'atzmaut. So that's the famous thing that they said in a lot of people. I heard it live, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. So he came to Farakwe, and he spoke in Farakwe, and it happened to be Yom Yerushalayim. So they knew nobody's going to be stupid enough to say anything, except Baruch Hashem, there was somebody in the audience. What does the Rebbe do? Today's Yom Yerushalayim, what does he do? So he says, I do what Ben-Gurion did. Ben-Gurion didn't say hallel. I don't say hallel. So, right, he followed Minhag HaBaseinu B'Yadeinu. He was the one who founded the Medina. He doesn't say hallel. So the problem with that is that people said, oh, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg doesn't say tachnun, because Ben-Gurion didn't say tachnun on Yom Yerushalayim. I don't know if that's true. I don't think it's true at all. But so we discuss it if he said that. So I think that might be a little stupid. This is a very interesting question. What happens if you go to, example, Mr. Shield goes to Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. His minhag is to put tefillin on. Nobody puts tefillin on Eretz Yisrael. And I remember when I went to Yeshiva Kol, I don't know if you remember, so guys that didn't know, Chol Hamoed, they would go into the basement, and they would put, it's like, to Eretz Yisrael, it's like you're putting tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. It's like, people don't... So he asked, what about a guy that's coming? So first he says, it appears to me obvious that if he's going to Eretz Yisrael, and he does a besina, which we're not talking about, he can't do it publicly, it wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because even if the people, what do you think, the people know that if he's staying by somebody. So they're not going to know that he's, of course he's a ben chuslar, so he's going to be a problem. Listen to this is remarkable. He says that they went, it was Zacharti, this is number 10, Eitla Goyno, the Isra Zal Melta, Zatzal, Vishelu Oiso, Al Tayer Im Yaniach Tfilin B'chol Amayit. I remember we asked for Isra Zal Melta, Zatzal. The Heshiv, Betzinas Yaniach, he should, why not? The host of Shuba Atmo asked Yehu when he first came there, he saw a message Laniach Tfilin B'chol Amayit Zuli Baracha B'sina, right? And in the beginning, he used to wear Tfilin B'sina. So this obviously bothered Rav Sternbach because he doesn't wear Tfilin. Going Adir Oilam of Rav Isser Zalman Melta, how can it be? Achein Minhag Rav Isser Zalman Hanal Hu Chiddush. And the Zohar, what does he say? We don't want to say. So, and even at the Afam Mikavin, who Laniach al Tanai Gamkein Oster, he didn't agree to this whole Tanai thing either. So he said, what must it be? It must be the Chiddush of Rav Isser Zalman Melta's Besina doesn't Isser Lotoser. Lotus Gogi. Not being Tifor Shem Asibur if you're doing it privately. So too, there are people who do that. And then he brings something. Well, they ask the Chazanish, by the way, he quotes in the last line I underline. So he says, the Chazanish, he said, if a person yearns, v'dafka la'anicham, yakla anicham, v'sina, don't worry about it. It bothers you. It's like, you know, it's like somebody who comes here, or when we went to Eretz Yisrael, you're holding, you know, the one day and this and that. So it should even this Sunday, right? This Sunday when 100%, well, no, it's not fair, not this Sunday, because we don't wait to fill in the Chol Hamoed, but on the second day of Shavuos, right, second day of Shavuos, even then, even though we're following the Rabbanon, maybe it should, we're not, okay, there's also a mitzvah of tefillin. So somebody can bother, they really think you're supposed to wear tefillin, so if it really bothers you, do a besinah. Then he says, this is, I think, fascinating as well, v'shamati mi'aran, mi'maran, ha'gris, v'ha'bezin ha'bris, the first Gerov, not the bar mitzvah of Chol Hamoed Sukkos. He got bar mitzvah of the Chol Hamoed Sukkos. The Zeo Hai Sapam, Hayachidish, Shianich Tfilin B'Chol Hamoed. He wore Tfilin B'Chol Hamoed. This is, they followed the Volozhin of Yeshiva, the Gra. What does the Volozhin say? Ain't Iker V'Shas. So what does he say? V'nir She'av L'Rotze She'idich L'Ol Mitzvah B'Li Tfilin B'Chashash She'gam Chol Hamoed. So he knew there's a Chashash and maybe Chol Hamoed is. And how can you go into the Ol Mitzvah? How can you become a bar mitzvah boy without getting tefillin? How can you not do that mitzvah? And therefore you're allowed. And he quotes something very interesting, that if a person is becoming bar mitzvah, oisul yom is going to be on Shabbos, he should wear tefillin on, make sure to wear tefillin on Erev Shabbos. I don't know if he means the bracha, because nowadays we wear tefillin, he practices anyway. Maybe the bracha even, because it's known, the Sefer Kedoshim writes that Erev Shabbos is shoyfech from Shabbos. So it's like he put it on a Shabbos. He says that because it was the first day, so even Rav Chaim Soloveitchik allowed his son to wear tefillin. And Rav Moshe's most famous truth about this allows a minion with tefillin and a minion without tefillin. Why? He says it's allowed simply because nowadays we in the United States of America don't really have establishment hugging, unless you're davening in Williamsburg and Borough Park, where they do have, obviously, you're not going to go into to Satmar or Munkach when nobody's wearing tefillin. You're going to put tefillin on. That could be that problem. But if you're going to Beth Abraham, where half do, half don't, you don't have to make separate minyanim. It's not a zilzul to the tefillin. You don't think that has to be done. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says this. It seems that Rav Moshe probably wore tefillin. And the Maharaya that he wore tefillin is a final great story. Baruch Hashem, I had to do a new Maharaya Makom Rashi today because Erev Yom Kippur, my Chavrusa called me, and he said he found this, and it's quoting my Rebbe, so he says you have to quote it. Kishyagia, this is number 9. Kishyagia, this is Rav Shechter writes. Harav Aaron Salveshik, Shlita, is that Sal now? I don't know, I just think it's interesting how he writes Salveshik. Legil Mitzvot. Haya ad Aviv Hagoy Rav Moshe, the Rosh Hashiva, who was the Rosh Hashiva in YU, in New York. Ki hetzchil az lehagid shiurim eitzleinu the yeshiva. Ve'ishto mishpachas adayin hayu be'Europa. Ve'echad mi'chatinei Hagoyin Rav Elia Prishna. Rav Elia Prishna was Rav Aaron's grandfather. So he, Rav Elia Prishna, by the way, who's, there were the Feinsteins. There, you know, the Feinsteins were cousins of the Salveshik. They were very close. Rav Moshe Feinstein was Masada Kedushin, and all the Salveshik weddings, they felt that even, Rav Aaron says this, that even his sons, the Rav wouldn't be Masada Kedushin if Rav Moshe was there. Rav Moshe was the God of Hador, and they happened to be very close. So Rav Elia Prishna, so one of his sons, so he showed Rav Aaron Salveshik all the halachas, he was becoming Bar Mitzvah, his father wasn't there. So what did he do? He followed the Shita of the Ramal, the Mishnah Berurah at least, and what did he teach him? Shebechol Amar, you have to wear tefillin. So comes along Rav Aaron Salveshik, comes to his father on Chol HaMoed, and he wears tefillin. Rav Moshe probably was very upset. They said, don't do that. Also, the Ritzuas he did Lachasinim. Okay. So Rav Aaron says, no. So probably, right. So this is tefillin fun. So what we see clearly is that number one, there's really very difficult for somebody to say that there's an establishment of here. And that person should never say that. There's no real establishment of. Halacha is halacha. Halacha is clear. Halacha is clear that there's a machloikis here. There's a classic machloikis, and it's a beautiful machloikis. Because as opposed to many other machloikises, where the basis might not be as strong, there's a very strong basis here both ways. Because even though you might say, well, we always hold like the Ramah. So we don't always hold like the Ramah, because there's hardly anybody that I know of that makes the bracha. So we always follow Mishnah Berurah. It's not true, we don't always follow Mishnah Berurah. We clearly don't always follow. So a person does that, even if a person shouldn't feel bad, this is what I was told, and it's a very important point as well, just to end off, a person shouldn't feel bad if, like, I feel bad. I always say to myself, number one, I'm working. So if I'm working, so I'm not going to put tefillin on, what is it? What am I saying? So there is a shita to say, and this is what they did in Memphis, Tennessee. What they did in Memphis, Tennessee, by everybody wearing tefillin. So the rabbi explained to me, Rabbi Grossman explained to me, that it would be a zilzal. These people don't understand as well that work, and he goes, they might get confused and say, wait, you don't put tefillin on a Chol HaMoed, what about today's Purim? So Purim probably you don't put tefillin on either. And there could be problems. And we do understand that. And on the other hand, I say, right, I joke with my father, I say, yeah, but what about the brachs? It's got to be either or. I can't pick and choose. I don't have the brachs. A person shouldn't say that. First of all, besides the Zohar, there are many other sources that side with this Shita. And therefore, a person should be very careful that he should keep Migadav Asenu Biyadenu. And this is as well. A person shouldn't say, well, I follow the Shita of the Rav, right? Because Rav Shechter always says this. I follow the Shita of the Rav. The Rav always says. He says, if you always follow the Rav, fine. But if you don't always follow the Rav, don't all of a sudden, it's not nice to say, but your grandfather, who used to wear a Bekesh and a Shrine, will probably be rolling over his grave, that all of a sudden you're following Shitas of the Grav, right? The Chassidim, who tell a story about the Grav, they used to have a big matzah ball in his window, just to show the Chassidim are wrong about the Grav. This is possible. But a person shouldn't think that he has to follow, he should do, the minhag is saying the other day, you should do what your father did, what your grandfather did, and there's no problem with that. And we see very strong shitas both ways, and the person should probably do what their minhag is. I spoke to Rabbi Neuberg about it tonight, and he said, listen, we have no problem in the shuls. Rabbi Neuberg pointed out a lot that this is, we've quoted Rabbi Moshe many times. This is the tradition that we do many different things. A person should, whatever they do, but a person shouldn't feel bad and say, well, I'm going to work on one hand, and I'm not wearing tefillin, or on the other hand, how can I be wearing tefillin? I wear suits. I don't go to work. I have baser v'yayin. It's not a tata disaster. Both ways, we have very good, reliable sources to do that. So, Mirz Hashem, next week, with your permission, We have this chus of, I'm sure, a beautiful sukkah. We're going to be having the shiur in the Shilt house. And it's going to be a special shiur with your permission. Monday is actually the yurtzeit of my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. But Tuesday night we'll have a somewhat of a yurtzeit shiur. We'll discuss some Torah, but I also want to give you the life and times of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, which I hope you'll find as fascinating as I have, and to explain to you how we try to mold Talmidim into being many, many different types of people, but how it really all had essential themes. So we'll miss Hashem next week. The shiur will be in the Shilt Sukkah. Have a Chag Kosher or something else.